Jack O'Rourke.
Hey, Jack. This is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Okay, Pete.
Hey, do you have a minute to talk right now?
Sure.
Good, good. Yes, so, you know, it's just got brought up to speed here. I'm handling your deal right now. Spoke to Sal real quickly. And, you know, so we should have some answers for you probably later today, latest tomorrow, around the same time.
Oh, sure. That's
as far as, yeah.
There's no real rush.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with you because I just ran your credit here. And you came up as a 657, which is something we could still work, 657 credit score.
Is that good or bad?
National average is around 680, 690, so you're just underneath it. So, you know, nothing that we can't work with, though. He did, however, mention that you were opposed to a weekly payment. Have you been, you know, working with somebody else or had some other offers like that?
Now, listen, I told him that there was at least 30 people who contacted me from one instance when I went through somebody and just asked them if they could give me some information about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So there's, yeah, that's basically what it is. Everybody, and they were all offering weekly, and I'm not going to do that.
This is what I've done for other customers in the past that were, you know, you're not the first person that wants to do monthly payments and doesn't like weekly,
right.
Trust me. What I have done for the past for somebody who wants that monthly payment but might not make it as far as the credit score is concerned, again, we don't know these things for, you know, definitely yet. I still have to send it to underwriting and get a double, you know, an okay with them and an approval. But, you know, if they can't get approved for the monthly payments, what I have had them do before is basically I'll give you a number to call, and it's basically the funding department, and you could set up your payments to where you prepay at the beginning of the month. So, you know, technically it's more like a rent instead of a loan. So you're prepaying the month, all the weekly payments up front, so that from a cash flow perspective, it's basically a monthly payment at the beginning of the month for your loan. So you can plan and prepare and kind of, you know, get all your pieces in order. But at the same time for the bank, from their perspective, you know, it's an unsecured loan and it's really risky, and they're getting their money the same way. You know, they're basically getting their money up front instead of charging you every week. So they're happy. You have basically what has just been turned into a monthly payment schedule on your end. So it's kind of a win-win situation, making a good situation out of maybe not so good of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something you might be, you know, open to, if we can set that up for you? We'll present, because, you know, not everybody can get the approval for the monthly payments, but
well,
when we do...
Let me ask you a question. I can call my own credit score, but mm-hmm. I never had a problem with anything, so I don't know why it's lower than what the national average is. I don't get it.
You know what? Let me pull that up for you. It'd take me 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I can actually send this over to you, Jack, yourself, so you can take a double look as well. You know, we like to provide that information for you.
Well, I have access to all that, too,
mm-hmm.
Because I check everybody's credit out that does business with us.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're pretty...
So you got all the information as far as our bank receipts, you know, deposits, rather.
Yes, yes.
All that we do a year, which,
mm-hmm.
you know...
As far
I'm
as
backing myself up, that's all I'm doing.
Yeah,
before.
Yeah.
That's it.
No, and
something should happen. I could sell the place too. I can do that.
In the
I got people interested in doing that.
Mm-hmm.
The hell would I do? And I'm old enough that I can be retired. Should have been retired.
Hey, noticed you guys. Where are you in South Jersey, Middle Jersey?
Yeah, well, we're right, you know where Princeton is?
Yeah, kind of by Flemington.
Yeah, it's right. It is in Flemington.
Oh, okay. I got you. I'm originally from around there, from West Orange. So
oh,
I know the area
West
a little
Orange.
Bit.
I used to work
mm-hmm.
up in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, just looking at your credit score right here, it says, you know, you have 32 satisfactory accounts. You've got a pretty... long trade line as far as your, you know, older credit established.
Right.
You had two delinquent accounts. I'm trying to see where, like, and these are in the past too. These aren't currently delinquent at all. And it looks like you had a couple of, you know, 6 inquiries in the last 6 months. A couple of things that could bring that down. Revolving availability is 22%. So that's really what's hurting you the most, I think.
What? Credit? I mean, yeah. People checking my credit out?
No, not that. Your revolving available balance is about 22%. So what that means is basically you're using 78% of your available credit. So say you have $10,000 credit, you know, hypothetically, you have $10,000. If you're using, you know, $7,800 of that $10,000, that's basically where you're at right now. And the way that the credit system has kind of changed over the years, they've made it so it's very highly predicated on that ratio, meaning that if you have 7,000 out of 10,000 used up, 70%, instead of actually paying down that 7,000 to, let's say, 5,000, and you have 5,000 out of 10, actually getting more credit and boosting your, you know, credit allowance, not paying anything off, keeping that 7 and maybe getting another credit card, so where you're at 20, so you're at 7 out of 20, it actually looks better because you're not using half of your credit. You see what I mean? It's a ratio thing nowadays to where it's not not really how much you use and pay it, or it's more of like how much have you used. Like this guy, John, you know, say likes to use 50% of everything that you give him, where, you know, this guy only uses 20% of what you give him, but they're both spending, you know, they both have a balance of $10,000. So it's just the way the world works now. It's a little bit different than it was maybe like 20 years ago. So that's basically what I think is affecting your score mostly. You're using a lot of your available credit.
Well, is that just for the business, or are you talking about...
No, that's personal.
Personal.
That's personal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see what you're doing.
That's a 657 on the personal. Now, the business, I could request a copy of the business one as well, the credit report for that, and you could take a look. I know a lot of business owners don't get the chance to look at those.
I have that access. I can do that. Don't worry about it.
All right, so like I said, we should have some numbers, you know, later on today, maybe tomorrow. I just wanted to give you that kind of update here from what I'm seeing from the credit score. And also just to recap, this is just going to be, you know, paying random bills, paper, all that whatnot, and to cover a little bit of receivables. I think Sal mentioned something. You have like a net 30s or kind of turned it into net 60s, something like that.
No, when people aren't paying.
And no,
I
yet.
Have to pay my vendors. I mean, that's really what it is. But there's no credit cards used here in this office. I mean, in my business, we don't use them.
That's
money's
good.
Probably my wife's credit cards.
No, yeah, that's your personal. That's your personal, you know, credit report.
Yeah, that's definitely what she. Yeah. Well, the business is off.
Well,
I mean,
good.
We used to do $1 million a year. I think we're doing about 600 or something like that. 300,000-400,000 difference. Business. I mean, you know what the hell's going on out there.
Yeah, I mean, trust me, man. It's not easy for anybody across the board, whether you're in manufacturing or advertising. You know, it really. It's been a tough year, just with a lot of, you know, we had the Brexit, we had oil, we have this election, so it's not been the best, most conducive business environment.
It's the internet that's killing the printing business.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really what it is. I mean,
how does that affect you?
Bad. It's bad.
Like, is it just cost cutting? You know, they just don't have the same.
What they're doing, they can go online and put their magazines online and call them flip pages where they can go in there and the magazines all in the internet. It's on the system. So,
kind of like the same way a brick and mortar store is being, you know, killed by this online Amazon stuff. You know, like
exactly what's going on. I mean, I've been doing this for 30-some years or whatever it's been, and we've never faced this. And then if you get the business, people can't pay it. They're paying me in 90 days.
So, oh, yeah, you know, no, I mean, it's across the board.
I take them,
construction.
And I know that they'll pay, but they're not paying on time, so that sticks me with paper and ink costs and all that crap, you know. So it's a matter of trying to stay above the waterline.
Yeah. Hey, is that phone's ringing? Yeah, you could grab that real quick.
Yeah, hang on. Hello. Okay, I'm back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking through the, tax return looks solid, 1.4 last year. You're doing about 75, 80K a month, in revenues. Just kind of looking through your file right here. Yeah, I mean.
Well, the thing is, everybody approves you. I mean, I know the program.
Oh yeah. But that's what I'm saying. The whole weekly thing. Though, have you ever heard that alternative to that situation before, where you can prepay? Because a lot of customers, they get all upset, with a daily or weekly, because not everyone can qualify for monthly payments. But when I kind of give them that alternative, it. If it's just a cash flow issue and the price is right, then we'll make it work. I don't want to have you going around, shopping again and again, having your credit run.
Well, I'm not doing it. I'm telling everybody right up front. I've got people to call me into weekly programs, and I just say,
Listen, everyone's going to...
There's a lot of other people out there who need the money. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that because, the money comes in. All of a sudden, it comes in, and I gotta pay a loan when I have enough cash flow to pay what I need to do. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. And a lot of these guys are gonna promise you, things that they can't do. And I'm gonna get you what you need, and we're gonna make it happen. I'm not gonna sit here and tell you, you got a 657. You might not get the monthly, but you know what? We're gonna find an alternative to the solution.
Well, and the thing is that I'm checking it, and I'm not checking with anybody else, as I told.
Yeah, don't sell.
Charles. Who?
Yeah. So I think Sal called you this morning, real quickly.
Yeah, I know. I talked to him, Yeah, I did. So it's just a matter, and the timing might not be right, but I've got if you looked at it and I have to reply, then fine. But I have a lot of assets here.
What kind of assets do you have on that are all paid full? I think I saw something about the office itself.
I probably got $400,000 or $500,000 alone in antique cars that I bought over the last 30 years.
Okay.
40 years. So I have all of them, and I've been selling, some of them.
Plan B for the capital.
Well, the plan B is, and then I have the house, and then I also have, profit sharing. I have, and I have in life insurances, and I have cash available, so I'm not like running scared here. I'm just
exactly. You want to, and listen, like, this is an unsecured loan under the business is obviously going to be plan A. That's the least amount of risk. But yeah, like you said, you might not want to sell one of your antique cars or do a home equity line. So,
I have that. I mean, I can get that. The banks, I've been dealing with them, for years and years and years. So.
Yeah, they've been getting a little bit more restrictive on their end with just lending.
Well, I just thought I would just see what you guys have to offer before going back to the bank.
Yeah, and The nice thing about it is that the turnaround's about two and a half days. So, it's not like you're going to be sitting here, on the wire for, a month at a time. You're going to get you some answers. Have you ever had one of these, working capital loans before? It seems like you have somewhat of an insight on it.
No, not really. I mean, I've had, business loans.
Loan history? Yeah, like small SBA loans or,
through the banks. I mean, I still have, I can still go back in there and get them.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a line of credit?
A line of credit, right. You pay the interest and you have 7 years to pay off the principal, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
How much is that line of credit used up?
It's only $20,000.
Okay.
That's a long time ago. Whatever. But yeah, I have ways to raise the money up if I needed to do it, but...
Exactly. Let's see what option A is for you here, Jack.
That's all. We'll go from here. That's what I'm telling everybody. I mean, I'm not like, I hope to God I get it, because I'm not going to
exactly.
No,
exactly. Well, and this is the time that you want to be looking into these things, because guess what? Yeah. When your back's up against the wall in another like 6 months or something like that, God forbid, that's when you don't want to be having to make these kind of decisions.
Yeah.
Like, Mm-hmm.
Instead of losing it, you can what you can do is you can sell it and pay you back. You know, that
at least
kind of stuff.
At least you can make a decision with a level-headed mind instead of customers.
Right.
You know, I do have customers that are calling me up and saying, you know, I got a construction project that starts in 6 days and I need $100,000. What do I do?
Right.
And you know, they have no bargaining power at that point. Pretty much, You got to take what you can get, and we got to get this money in your account now, my friend. But no, it sounds like you know, we're going to try and get around this, get you the payments that you want, and we'll get everything working out for you.
And again, I might not jump at it right then and there, but you don't know, and you know, and then if we have to redo it, but I'm not working with anybody else. The only ones that I would work with is something like what you guys are doing, the monthly, if it can be arranged.
Exactly.
Their banks are there, so I'm not worried about it. It's not that I need to do this tomorrow, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Just
my
advice.
The market's doing.
Don't,
the market is falling apart.
Mhm. Don't go applying with other lenders, cuz you know.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
You might
do that.
you're going to get dings on the credit, and everyone's going to tell you the same thing, you know.
No, I know. I know that. But, no. The thing is that you guys seem like it's all sales.
If you go online, man, and you look up,
I would never
Google.
Do that.
No, if you go look at us on Google, you know, we got a 4.9 review out of 5, and we've been here for 14 years, man. And that's not easy to do, you know, selling loans, trust me.
No, like, it's tough business. Nobody trusts anybody anymore either.
No.
Like the old days.
Well, you got to look at what the big guys are doing at Wells Fargo. You know, you have scams like that all the way at the top. You know, you got to think that if those people are doing things like that, then there's got to be other unforeceen occurrences like that all throughout the industry on the lower levels. You know, it's got to get worse, you would imagine, right?
Yeah. All right, well, look at this presidential race. Look at what's going on there. That is really disgusting.
Oh, it's a shit singing contest.
Oh,
completely.
It's absolutely. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, let me tell you, back in the day, because I'm from the 60s, okay? And when I bought this house, I had a friend of mine was in a bank, and I wanted to build a horse barn because I have horses and I have, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I called him on the phone, and he goes, "Oh, hey, Jack. Yeah, okay. What do you need?" I said, "Well, I was just going to ask you about, I was thinking about building a barn up here." He goes, "What do you want to do?" And I go, "Well, this is, I want to, about $60,000-$70,000. He goes, "Okay," he said, "just come down and sign a paper, and we'll work it out. We'll just do it over a period of whether you want to try to pay it back half of it or whatever."
It's a lot easier.
Sign a paper. He gave me the check right then and there. I mean, people don't do that. They don't do that anymore. But back in the day, they did because they knew me. They knew who I was. They know. So I mean. That is all gone. The handshake's gone. Everybody.
No, yeah. Because, the banks got punched in the mouth with all those regulations in 08, and now, that whole market has changed overnight, literally. Like, literally overnight.
Well, you're telling me stuff I didn't even think about as far as the credit line with the credit.
The ratio. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Well, the thing is that today you can't live without them. You know, you got to.
But that's the thing, you know, you'll have a guy that pays his bills on time every day like you, and who's just, you know, using 70% of his credit limit, 80% pretty much, and, you know, you're getting dinged, and, you know, the 23-year-old kid that's, you know, got his $1,000 credit line that, you know, only uses $200 for gas a month on it, that kid's got a 750 credit score, you know? That kid has a 750 credit score, so...
Yep. Well, I learned something new today.
You know,
I'll have to tell her to knock it off for a while.
Yeah, or you know, it seems ass backwards, but or just go get another credit card, get a huge limit, and just don't use it. Just let it use. You know, let it just keep your ratio larger.
Yeah, I got you.
All right, I'll touch base with you maybe tomorrow. Cool. All cell phone good again.
Yes, always.
All right, good talking to you, Jack. Take care.
All right, we'll
keep you updated.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.